Founded by a Jew by the name of Gary Krupp, the Pave the Way Foundation is dedicated to removing obstacles between religions by initiating gestures of goodwill, such as that of clearing the reputation of Pope Pius XII, the Roman pontiff who led the Catholic Church during the Second World War, and has been accused ever since by many in the media of alleged silence over the Holocaust. If you happen to have listened to our programs over the past years, you'll have heard some of our interviews with Mr. Krupp, as well as with some of the people he's often put us in touch with. In a few moments, we'll be giving voice to the most recent of his suggested guests, a very welcome one. He's Rabbi Eric Silver, who was kind enough to sit down with me here in our studios. His story begins when he first got involved with the Pave the Way Foundation. It was January 2005.
I and a group that included 25 rabbis, under Gary Krupp's leadership, went to pay respect to His Holiness Pope John Paul II. John Paul II has always enjoyed the highest regard amongst Jews for his work in setting aside the prejudices of the past and working with Jews, being the first pope in 2,000 years to visit a synagogue, and so forth. And Gary Krupp realized that no one had ever said thank you for what he did. And so we went as a group of rabbis of different denominations from different countries to pay our respects to this man who was then in the twilight of his days and to express formally the thanks of the Jewish community for everything that he had done. We were his last private audience. When you shook hands with him, he had a grip of iron. And I will tell you, in my work, I have met with heads of state, I travel around the world, I have never, ever experienced a presence like his. It was true holiness in every sense of the word.
You mentioned you in your work you travel a lot. Can you describe what your work is?
Well, I'm simply a rabbi. I've been involved with a group called the North American Board of Rabbis, and we've done some traveling around the world trying to build bridges of understanding, and somehow the paths of this organization intersected with Pave the Way. And that's how I got in touch with Gary Krupp. Then some years passed, and it was in September of 2008 that Gary phoned me and said, I'd like you to come to Rome. And I said, I'd love to come to Rome. A trip to Rome would always be welcome. When are we going to do this? And he says, rather immediately. We're going up there. And I said, Gary, are you aware that the Jewish High Holy Days commence in 2 weeks? I'm a little bit occupied. This is right before Rosh Hashanah. I can't do this. This is very important. We're going to be looking into things regarding the canonization of Pope Pius XII. And I said, very good, that's an internal affair, but if they're asking for opinions from Jews, put me down as a no. I would not favor this. I think that his wartime record is not one of which he should have been proud. And Gary says, well, that's why I'm calling you, because you're a scholar, you have an open mind, and I want you to examine the facts carefully and then see if you will be agreeable to changing your mind.
So what was your opinion?
My opinion was that Pope Pius was terribly guilty of the sin of silence at the very best, and perhaps even of some complicity at the very worst.
What did you base this idea on?
This is the sort of common knowledge that goes around through the Jewish community. I had read The Deputy when it first came out.
By Holt.
And by Rolf Hochhut. And Cornwell's Hitler's Pope and so forth. And I was not impressed.
So when did you change your mind? When you discovered that he had a crucial role in humanitarian relief?
Well, that's right. And remember, I have been involved in interfaith work for years. It's been a passion because I really believe that we work together for God's glory. And so I am able to see people of other faiths as equals. I was one of 25 rabbis at the first ever symposium of rabbis and cardinals that was held in New York. It was a theological discussion, And I was one of 12 rabbis selected with 12 imams in the U.S. at the first National Summit of Rabbis and Imams. So my interfaith credentials are well established. So Gary Krupp said, well, you know, concerning Pius XII, there are things you don't know. And I'd like to show you the evidence, and you have, and the reason I'm calling you is A, because you are an opponent, and B, because you have an open mind. I want you to go. I want you to see what we have. So I said, well, you know, you've just given me my Yom Kippur sermon. I don't know what it will be, but it's going to be there, and the chips will fall where they may. I'll invite you to my synagogue. You can be there. And he said, fine. You come
where
to
is your
Rome,
synagogue?
In Cheshire, Connecticut. And he says, very well, I'll come to Connecticut for Yom Kippur, and you will come to Rome for this symposium. So I did. My wife and I went to Rome, and we participated in the symposium, several grueling days of poring over documents, of looking at eyewitness testimony, of hearing eyewitness interviews, of meeting eyewitnesses. And at the end of the time, I said, there is nobody on this planet who did more to rescue the Jews of Europe than Pope Pius XII.
So you trashed your previous readings then?
Realize, first of all, the deputy, Rolf Hochhuth, the author, was an East German communist who was under the guidance and the employ and direction of the KGB. Cornwell's book, Hitler's Pope, is a total fabrication. It is an outright blasphemous lie against, when I said unworthy deeds, there is no man more worthy than Pius XII to stand at the right hand of God. I truly believe that this man was one of the giants of the 20th century, one of my heroes.
That's pretty strong.
I could not be stronger, in my opinion, regarding Pius XII. And remember, I told you I was an opponent. I thought him unworthy.
So now when you dialogue with your fellow Jews, what do you tell them?
I try and tell them the truth.
And how do you do that? By telling them to read something? Or?
I tell them you can read things, to look at the evidence. I tell them about the origins of the deputy. I tell them about the obvious flaws in Cornwell's book, including the digitally doctored photograph on the cover. And then I point out that Cornwell has since repudiated almost everything that he wrote in there. And then we come to the very question of, well, why was Pius silent? And I say, well, was he really silent? Do you mean, did he not make a public denunciation of Hitler in the way that Roosevelt did? Roosevelt denounced Hitler in the most unequivocal terms. But of course, Roosevelt was in Washington, some 4,000 miles from the nearest German soldier. It was pretty safe for him to say anything he liked. Pius was a scant few meters from the nearest German soldiers, who had weapons aimed into his chambers. So you can say, oh, well, then. So he was afraid for his life. Not in the slightest. I am absolutely convinced that Pius had not the slightest fear for his own life. He was afraid, however, that if he made any statement that would infuriate Hitler, that it would cause significant loss of life among innocent people. Jews would be rounded up. And we saw what happened when the Bishop of Utrecht in Holland spoke out against the roundup of the Jews. The persecutions accelerated, the roundups accelerated, the numbers of people that were rounded up increased. And I think we learned a lesson by that, that you didn't shame Hitler, you simply infuriated him. And you said, okay, more of this. We'll give you more of this.
New generations of Jews wouldn't even be aware of the existence of Pius XII. Would you say that's correct?
That's correct, because it was on Yom Kippur 2008 that was, quite by coincidence, the 50th anniversary of his death. And so it was on that day, sacred to us, that was 50 years to the day that God called him home. And I believe to a well-deserved reward.
So when you speak to your fellow Jews, what is the reaction in general?
Initially skepticism, and then I say, look, and I just run a few facts by them, and I said, I can merely scratch the surface here. If you want more, I'll give you more. But this is not even the tip of the iceberg. And they say, I never knew that. Why doesn't this information surface? Well, why doesn't it surface? Because the Soviet Union had a very good reason for wanting to discredit Bocelli. You know, he was anti-communist. And anything that they could do to smear the man's reputation so they could make him somehow complicit in the Holocaust, that would satisfy them. And that's why they did it. What a shameful thing for them. But, you know, I refuse to be a stooge of the Soviets. And I tell people, you know, when you follow this line of reasoning, you are allowing yourself to be made into a KGB stooge. I'm going to be spending my time over the next several years getting the truth out. I think Pius XII needs to be honored by Jews, as well as by Christians, for what he has done.
And my thanks there go to Rabbi Eric Silver for taking the time to share with us his opinion, and also to Gary Krupp of the Pave the Way Foundation for putting us in touch with him. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.